The partnership between the University of Massachusetts flagship campus and the town of Amherst celebrated a milestone today.
All right.
UMass Amherst Chancellor Kumbal Subbaswamy, accompanied by members of the school's marching band, welcomed 300 people to the Student Union Ballroom for the 50th Community Breakfast. The annual gathering, sponsored by the university and the Amherst Area Chamber of Commerce, marks the unofficial start to the new academic year.
We celebrate our golden anniversary. That's quite an accomplishment, and we should all, of course, be proud of. As with any partnership, we occasionally have our differences, but our relationship is fundamentally strong because it is based on a shared history and enthusiasm for our shared future.
Subbaswamy said collaboration is the key to problem solving. He pointed to the steps the university is taking in consultation with the town to conserve water because of the region's severe drought.
What a learning opportunity for our students as we think about climate change and how we can do our part in conserving water and natural resources.
He said students collectively spend thousands of hours a year volunteering at local nonprofit organizations, and also highlighted that the college and Amherst Police will launch a pilot Party Smart program this year to try to reduce off-campus disturbances. Subbaswamy said UMass has over the last decade become more selective in admitting students. This year's entering class of about 4,700 rank in the top fifth of their high school class on average. The conservative-leaning Pioneer Institute, in a report earlier this year, criticized UMass admission policies, claiming out-of-state students were given preference because of the higher tuition they pay. Subbaswamy said out-of-state student enrollment this year is about the same as last year.
It's a fake controversy, but beyond that, yes, a controversy was created, but we welcome students, international students, out-of-state students, in-state students, and the proportions have really remained about the same.
Over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, about 50,000 students will move into the Amherst area. Tim O'Brien, executive director of the local Chamber of Commerce, said a lot of business owners bank on the school year for a substantial portion of their livelihood.
The colleges, not only UMass, but Amherst as well as Hampshire, are a vital part of the downtown Amherst business community. They bring in lots of people who visit restaurants, visit attractions, visit retailers, and it's a great partnership.
This was the first community breakfast for recently hired Amherst town manager Paul Bockelman.
Since I've been in town 1 week, there has been a real vibe about this breakfast, about people looking forward to it. And everyone in town hall talks about the community breakfast. It's on everyone's calendar.
The food served at the breakfast could truly be said to be award-winning. It was announced Tuesday that UMass Amherst has the best campus food in the nation, according to an annual ranking by the Princeton Review. Ken Tung, who's overseen the campus dining services at UMass for 18 years, said he was excited and humbled by the recognition. He said the university spends $3.5 million annually to purchase locally sourced food and serves meals low in sodium, sugars, and saturated fats.
Hopefully, at the end of the 4 year UMass, we can also work together to change how America should eat.
The community breakfast ended with a traditional pep rally-like cheer. And in something different this year, slices of birthday cake were given to guests in honor of the event's golden anniversary. Reporting from Amherst, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.